Yesterday we began ruku number 2 of Surat Anbiya. We go through the verses quickly. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. Maybe a sinful, or many a sinful inhabitants have we crushed, and we raised after them another nation. Meaning, Allah doesn't need you. If you disobey Allah, Allah will remove you and Allah will substitute you. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ. Then when they perceived our calamity, they began fleeing from it. لَا تَرْكُضُوا وَارْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُطْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ. Do not flee. Return to that wherein you lived a luxurious life and that your homes, and to your homes, so that you may be inquired about it. Meaning that place that you were so comfortable in, you became so comfortable, so complacent that you disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala there. Now you want to leave that place? Go back. This is obviously being said sarcastically. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, woe to us, we are certainly sinners. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. This remained their cry till they were mowed into a heap, lifeless. So now when the punishment was staring them in the face, then they said, we are wrongdoers, we need to run from the punishment. But it's crying over spilt milk, isn't it? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says they will be destroyed, like how crop is mowed down and heaped up, or how firewood is reduced to ash. And I explained yesterday that in these ayat, Allah does not make mention of a specific town. The Mufassirin have written that it could be in reference to Hadramaut in Yemen, where the people of the town killed a Nabi, and as a result, Allah unleashed upon them the tyrant Bukhtinasar, who totally plundered the town and totally annihilated them. Now, moving further, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We did not create the heavens and the earth and whatever is between the two in mere play. Meaning, you take life as a big joke. Life for you is all about play and amusement. Don't you look around you and see that it's a serious creation of Allah. If everything was about amusement, Allah would have created something else. Allah would not have created the heavens and the earth. La'ibin means without, you know, useful purpose. Then Allah says, لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوان. Had we willed to create a toy. Lahwan means, you know, a purposeless pastime. لَتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا. We would have produced it from ourselves. We wouldn't have let you come up with the recreation and amusement. We would have created it. But that was not the purpose of the earth. إِنْ كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. If we had willed to do so. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood. فَيَدْمَغُهُ. So the truth crushes the falsehood. فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقُ. And then the falsehood vanishes. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Woe to you for all that you attribute. So you take life as a big joke. You take life as an amusement and play. But life is a battlefield between truth and falsehood. And truth always will ultimately crush falsehood and destroy falsehood and annihilate falsehood. That is the message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is conveying in these ayat. We'll take the discussion further next time, inshallah.